Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and more special than the rest of us. In other words, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. Welcome to episode 91, MASH, More Amateur Shit Happens. Before we get started, quick reminders, go to Amazon to download my book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills, where the book is on sale for 45% off until the nationwide quarantine is lifted 100%. You can email me, lou@lousantini.com. You can call the Amateur Nation hotline anytime, 818-351-9263. Leave your message, your comments, your questions, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page, please. And especially check out my musical parody song, We Want L.A., It's a parody of the classic Randy Newman song, I Love L.A. It's on YouTube, dedicated to the city of Los Angeles and all the other cities in California and around the nation that are somehow still under some degree of shutdown rules, not laws, rules and mandates and suggestions being illogically and most oddly arbitrarily enforced. And again, I apologize for my singing on it. It's not my craft, but I did the best I could. I really did. I really tried. But the message is there. We have a lot to cover this week, so without further ado, here's what's happening in Amateur Nation. Topic number one. Recently, I talked about the Ad Council's TV promos that play this mesmerizing musical tone while the simple message of stay home displays in large font, creating a Pavlovian response. There are a few states still lingering to the mask-wearing, stay-home, social distance message, despite the fact that half the big cities in the U.S. are burning due to riots, which we will talk about. But one step at a time. I was reading my men's health magazine and came across a simple one-page ad. Please picture this. Simply the entire page, it's called a bleed page, a bleed ad, where it runs all the way out of the border, just yellow paper, black font, from the Ad Council and the CDC, and I quote, "Let's not," and under that heading it said, "party, meet up, bro hug, defy, defy." Hear the sirens behind me? we love L.A. And underneath that headline, it says, "Let's stay put, binge watch, video happy hour, save lives." Hey, Ad Council and the CDC, your job is to provide medical facts, not bark orders, create policy, or even suggestions on human behavior on what we should and should not do. You can call this recommendations all you want, but this is full-on sinister They Live Big Brother bullshit. Let's break it down. The ad says, "Let's not party." Okay, if you're saying, well, don't have groups of over, let's just say 10, the way most the mandates have been, then say that. But you're not saying that because then they follow it up with, "Let's not meet up." So not only let's not party, let's not even meet up. Stay apart. Don't talk and share ideas face to face. So, go on in public, go to Walmart, spend the money you don't got, shop, feel free to be around strangers you don't know or trust at the grocery store, the dry cleaner, oh, I don't know, the ATM. But a few select friends and or family members that you do know and trust, yeah, don't meet with them. Divide and conquer. They want you mentally and socially weak, suggestible, beaten, exhausted. My favorite out of all the let's not orders is don't defy. Let's not defy. I can't believe I saw that. To which I reply, fuck you. That is not the job of the CDC or especially the fucking Ad Council. Just overall, don't defy us or anything. It didn't say don't defy and then go into detail, defy what exactly. Just don't defy, ever. Don't question nothing. Obey. As I said before, if the powers that be had a slogan, they would steal Nike's. Just do it. Just do it. Shut up. Don't question. Get in line. Over there. Be quiet. That's shameful. That's criminal. And amateurs and pros all around the world should not stand for that. Now let's talk about the part of the ad that said, let's stay put. The virus has reached its peak. You know it, I know it. It has, in the United States. Of course there's more cases. There always will be cases of it. The flu. Coronavirus. And all the other ways to be sick and or die. But what about the second wave? Can't deal with stuff that hasn't happened yet. We don't know if there will be a second wave, how strong that second wave will be, and of course, we'd like to think we're more prepared for that now. But we can't shut down the goddamn planet and the entire United States every time this happens. We'll never get anything done. I mean, we won't. Well, we're going to have to. No, we won't. We cannot. What, we're going to shut down the entire United States every time there's a virus? A deadly one? I don't know. Wasn't like people didn't die of the flu before this. Yes, this is a worse case. This is a different type, a different strain. But again, this has never been an airborne virus. You get it? If your mouth is open, water droplets go in your mucous membranes, your mouth, your eyes, your nose. Well, this is why we need to wear masks. Nope, because we know most of those masks aren't effective. And most of those people don't wear them all the time or properly. Stop. You're insulting everyone's intelligence with this mask talk. Medical professionals should wear masks. You don't need to wear your mask in your car driving alone, which we will talk about. You know it. You know it. You look beyond stupid.
I don't care how I look. I'm saving my
life. No, you're not. You're making your life harder. Jogging outside in the heat with a mask on, exercising, walking outside alone. Stupid. Unnecessary. You don't need to be a scientist.
Oh, Lou, this is dangerous information.
Come on! It's common sense. And most people fell for it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The virus has reached its peak. We know this. We still do not know if the numbers are accurate. You can't assume that. Why would you assume that? One day you got a governor telling you not to touch a fucking tennis ball, but you can kick it. I'm not making that up. You got another governor saying don't buy paint or carpet. Not making that up. California governor, you can go on wet sand, but not dry sand. And if you're on the sand, don't stand still. Are you kidding me? This is the advice from your elected officials, and people aren't listening to that. If people said you should shave your dogs, you really should. You should shave your dog and your own heads. It's a health precaution. People would do it. Must shave head. No one has. Let me take that back. Many people, amateurs, don't have independent thinking ability. It's easier to go with what everyone else does. I'm not always right. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm telling you how I live and how I think most pros should and or want to live and do. And I don't mean just during the pandemic. I mean all the time. This podcast is for the pros. To remind the pros, like, hey, you're doing the right thing, guys. Relax. It's not you. It is them. And if by some chance I can turn an amateur into a pro, or at least jar their brain, or shake them into coherence and common sense and logic, great. But this fear now has officially It's embedded into the American psyche. Always be afraid, because you never know. That's like a mantra. For America. Land of the free, home of the brave. No, land of the easily suggestible and home of the fearful. The second, what about the second wave? What about the third and the fourth, the fifth? What about the next virus? So we're just supposed to, like, stop living, stop making money, stop enjoying ourselves, stop being around friends and family for maybe. These are all the same people, like, hey, man, you get hit by a bus tomorrow, you never know. Well, what happened to that talk? Can't put our lives on hold for maybe. And that is also just a fear tactic, this whole, what, there could be a second wave. I live in L.A., I got fucking riots going on, we're still on shutdown, we could have an earthquake as I'm recording this podcast. We're known for our fires. It's not really fire season yet, but that never stopped us. We could have one of those random shootings. We could have a power failure. I mean, all this stuff could happen. When did everyone begin? Look, you deal with the crisis. You're listening to a guy who prides himself on being prepared. I've been told by many of my friends, and I quote, "You're the most organized person I know." You know, I sometimes feel like, "Hey, what are you trying to say? I'm uptight. I gotta, you know, I have OCD." I don't. But I am organized. I write things down. I prepare as best as I can. For everything, if I go to a 5-minute stand-up comedy set, this podcast, if I move, changing jobs, preparing for a new hosting job, stand-up comedy job, acting job, writing my book, I think I just sit there and started writing. Man, my last book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills, I released the first version kind of hurriedly. But by about, what, episode 50, I'm like, you know what? I really need to get in there and really make this thing juicy and worth the money. I want to give the people a really good a book to read, something thought-provoking and entertaining. Make them laugh, make them think. But I don't want them to break the bank doing it. I worked my ass off. I'm a creature of preparation. But I can't prepare for something I don't even know. How would you possibly know to prepare for the pandemic? You can have an earthquake survival kit. You can have a first aid kit in your house, your car. You can take CPR lessons. That's the best you can do. You can sock away some money in case of emergencies like this. Keep cash on hand for a rainy day. Make sure all your bills are paid. You know, dot the I's and cross the T's. That's preparation. And you're still caught off guard by this. And I understand that. But man, when did we become just this... people just chewing on their nails. Oh, what happened to that? What happened to people? And you can't say, well, Lou, this... No, stop. We're going through it. It fucking sucks. People have died, but people are losing their businesses long before the riots. And the riots sure as hell ain't helping things. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's get back to this let's part of the ad. Let's stay put. At the end of this podcast, we are, and I mean this without any lack of feeling or compassion, about 20,000 plus more deaths than last year's flu. Not to mention, again, we don't know if those numbers are legit and or accurate. Why? Because they've been so upfront and consistent and fact-based and logical and thorough with restrictions and the reasons behind them? Don't touch, but you can kick a tennis ball. Be on wet sand, but not dry. Don't stand still, but keep moving. That's not normal behavior mandates from governors, let alone a homeless person. The crazy homeless person, he said, yeah, you should never touch a tennis ball. That sounds like a crazy homeless person talk. And I'm not trying to make fun of homeless people. You know what I'm talking about. Don't buy carpet or paint. You'd be like, okay, here's a dollar. Can you go away from me, please? If you went to the doctor and you said, you know what, doc, I think I have the flu. And your doctor said, yes, you do. And he said, I want you to avoid carpet and paint and tennis balls and dry sand. You'd think he was insane. You're like, I got to get a new fucking doctor. But amateurs are following the leads of non-medical professionals. And inept politicians. As I said on Twitter, and I quote, I'm thinking many of the country's problems are not at the federal level, but rather state by state. We're so worried about finding one good president over the over the decades, that we kind of forgot that we have a shitload of bad governors and mayors. Bad. Come on, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, anywhere in between, moderates, or whatever, you have to admit, a lot of these people suck at their jobs. It's easy to do a good job when nothing horrible is happening. As some comedian posted on Twitter, it's like, boy, I tell you what, the pandemic sure has made everyone aware of who their governor and who their mayors are, and they're right. Yes, of course you should know who your mayor and your governor is, but you shouldn't be sitting there going, is this person for real? Did he or she really say that? Where's the logic? Where's the leadership? Where's the looking out for the good people, the good citizens, the well-behaved citizens? It has nothing to do with politics. That's fucking common sense. You reward the good people and you punish the bad. That's what you learn in grade school when you're reading fairy tales and school books and storybooks. Bad people get punished, good people persevere. They get rewarded, the bad people go to jail. Or get hurt, or punished somehow. Let's talk about the next line in this ad. Let's binge watch. Yeah, just turn that thinking brain off and flood it with the Tiger King bullshit on Netflix. They want you distracted and not thinking about control and losing freedoms and losing your income and your lives. And I don't mean lives, your physical life, like dying. I mean your lives as you know it. Life isn't just about breathing. Come on. Let's video happy hour. Yes, staying in and drinking alone for months on end with no human contact, no income, no meetups, no bro hugs sounds like healthy advice from the CDC and the Ad Council. The Ad Council knows what's best for me. If you're taking advice from the fucking Ad Council, find something sharp and run into it. And of course, they followed up with the all-encompassing catchphrase of the decade of the year, rather. Let's save lives. There it is. Anything you enjoyed, even if it wasn't or isn't intrusive on others, will kill others, so save lives. You want to be credited with saving lives, don't you? I've never heard the word together more in my life. We're supposedly together, but we're 6 feet apart. We're not partying, we're not meeting up, we're not even hugging. Don't tell me we're together when by definition, being together means being physically close. On day one, on the rush of grocery stores, I overheard, and I talked about it, a guy on a speakerphone in a crowd yell into his phone, it's every man for himself. And the hoarding began, and in some areas, it still is. People screaming at and physically and verbally assaulting non-mask wearers. That is ugly human behavior. And if you come back with, no, not wearing your mask is ugly, well, then you've already tipped your toe into the world of socialism and communism. I'm not telling you not to wear a mask, just don't tell me to wear one. You're not anywhere near me. Go fuck yourself. Go stand over there. Walk in the other direction. It's easy. I'm not coughing on you. I'm not licking you. I'm not even talking to you. There's no chance of spit coming near you. And plus, you're wearing a mask anyway, and masks are impenetrable, apparently. Last time I checked, this was America, and we can disagree without violence or assault or even embarrassing others in public over a suggestion, a non-law requirement, a mandate, or even a suggestion, but it's not a law, and it's given to me by people who can't be consistent about what the rules are and what the science is and what the facts are. If someone isn't wearing a mask near you, do what the other sheep do and walk the other direction. It's not your problem. Are they coughing? Is your mouth open? Are they near you? If someone coughed on me pre-pandemic, they'd get an earful. Someone shopping, mouth closed, not coughing, walking away from you, not talking to you, is not your concern. It never should be or should have been. Yeah, I'm losing Facebook followers and Facebook friends and Instagram followers. You know, it sucks. It's their right. I can't control that. You know, you don't have to stop following someone. You could mute them. You could snooze them. Half these people I've never met in real life anyway. That doesn't mean that I don't care. I care about my fans and followers and listeners. I really do. I want them entertained. I'm not just mumbling a bunch of shit like a lot of podcasts. Say what you want, but you go, you know what, this guy, he fucking sells it. I don't agree with him always or ever, but this guy brings it. He stands by his convictions. This pandemic has really shown that the big mouths, the people attacking non-mask wearers, whether in person, via social media, or any other way, have and had nothing going on in their lives. This is finally their chance to A, wield imagined power, and B, a chance to look noble. The amateurs that are telling on their neighbors for not social distancing or having a gathering or not wearing masks, those tattletale amateurs, it's not that they care about health and safety. This is simply something for them to do. This is giving them something to do. They get attention. They think they're leaders now. They think they're watchdogs. People who are, let me say this, people who are busy pre and during the pandemic, even if you felt anger towards someone who didn't wear a mask or did wear a mask, didn't social distance, whatever, those people don't have time to deal with that nonsense. These are bored people with literally nothing to do. This is the power move they've always wanted but never came close to getting. They've never really had anything big going on in their lives, so now they get to be powerful and act self-righteous, thinking that public safety is what's behind my motives. If I'm in a store, an employee asks me, or even tells me, as long as they say it nicely, you know, sir, put your mask on. Or ask me, sir, would you mind putting your mask on? And yes, I want nicely. I deserve that. Just because this crap is happening, the rules of manners and social skills don't go away. In fact, they're needed now more than ever because I can't read your face. If I'm asked or told nicely and calmly, sir, can you please put your mask on before you enter? It's store policy. Okay. I hate it. I need my goods and services. I don't like it. It's not your policy. It's the store's policy or the company's policy. I'm not hanging out in here, having a beer, meeting friends. I just want to pick up my printer ink at Staples or my few groceries at the grocery store. It's not social hour for me. Just get me the fuck out of here. Fine. Restaurants and bars are shut down because they are social. Grocery stores, by definition, are not. Yeah, all right, you make some small talk, see your neighbors or the guy that you always see at the checkout line, but you can argue all day long that we need to buy groceries, Lou, but grocery stores are more crowded, hold more people than bars and restaurants. And you're always moving. Bars and restaurants? Sitting. Talking. Sharing information. You might bro hug. And also, in those moments, you're kind of forgetting your troubles and that you're tense. We can't let the people forget that they should live in fear. The powers that be, the fear-mongers, do not want that. And is it me or the way some amateurs are reacting to the quarantine shutdowns and the pandemic? It's like they're happy that there's something that everyone can be miserable about and be afraid of. Why would you want to be afraid of something? And don't act like Lou, no one wants to be afraid. Bullshit. You bask in that fear because you're posting about it all the time. All your posts, the amateurs, it's never anything positive or what we should be doing, what they should be doing. It's all things about living in fear, wearing masks, stay home, stay put, alone together, you know, all that crap. They're just little catchphrases. Don't tell me you don't like living in fear. You do. Maybe on a subconscious level, but you fucking do. Why do you feel it's your responsibility, amateurs, to warn others and to lecture others? I've never lectured anyone to not wear a mask. I never lectured anyone to stay home or go outside. I simply have been doing what is right for me, based on common sense and logic, and yes, credible, consistent science. But that seems to be hard to come by. But if you think you're going to name call me, I saw a woman post on Facebook, literally, don't be a dick, wear your mask. We're all supposed to, like, you know, pick up on that. And this woman, you know, is definitely one of the fear mongers. And all of the thousands of Facebook friends she had, you know how many likes she had on that? 3. You know why? No one likes to be called a dick, even if you're in agreement. But if you're going to name call, well, now we have a problem. Yes, of course, I throw around the word amateur based on actions. And no, that doesn't include wearing a mask or social distancing if that's your choice and that's right for you. Plus, you might have a medical condition or you might be in the high-risk group. I totally understand that. I'm talking about the residual actions that come from wearing a mask and social distancing and the bad behavior, the lack of common sense, the lack of manners, the lack of social skills, and the bullying now that accompanies that. Wear your mask, social distance, and then shut up about it. Get out of our faces. Pros don't want to be near you. You want to social distance? Trust us, amateurs. No pros want to be near you. I don't bully you into it, nor do I tell you, yell at you if you wear a mask. I reserve the right to shake my head and roll my eyes if you're going to name call or scream or tell on me. Enjoy your temporary, fake, unnecessary, laughable power. When this is over, you could go back to your meaningless lives with no authority and no one to watch you be noble and saving lives. You finally have something to do, and it's easy. Wear a mask. You don't have to lift anything heavy. You don't have to, run into a burning building like a real fireman or a paramedic. You don't have to face bullets like a real cop. You don't have to be a nurse and open up someone, or a doctor and open up someone who has the coronavirus or some other disease. You don't have to donate money to a cause. You're saving lives by wearing a mask and yelling at people. You go, girl. Topic number two. Do I really need to comment on the riots? I didn't want to do this, but protesters, good solid Americans. Rioters, amateurs, 5-star, all of them. Standing in protest, shouting. Having your sign, good Americans. Candlelight vigils, good Americans. Peaceful protesters, absolutely good Americans. Good for you, man. Good for you. Proud of you. That's what America's about. The second you throw something at someone, cop, fellow man, throwing a brick at a horse, are you out of your fucking mind? Amateurs, every one of you. Sorry, no. No, not buying it. Doesn't mean, of course, you don't have a right to be angry. Of course, doesn't mean there is probably an injustice causing the protests, whatever they may be. I'm using the ones we have now. Of course, I know and you know George Floyd was straight up fucking murdered on camera. But again, running this show, my book, and my life with common sense and logic, the response to someone you don't know being murdered is to burn down your own city defies logic. Doesn't mean you don't care if you don't burn down your city. It doesn't mean you're not mad and not angry and not entitled to be angry. None of that anger does not entitle you to commit felonies. Ruin lives, ruin property values, your own property values. Ruin America, kill, maim, injure, steal, take, destroy. And of course, I'm going to hear like, well, that's what people have been doing to minorities for years. No, sorry, can't justify that. And no, not all people. Some bad motherfucking people. None of that entitles you to just take my business, someone else's business, your neighbor's business, your minority neighbor's livelihood, because you're pissed off. You will never win that argument. That's why nothing ever happens after a riot. Nothing good ever happens after a riot. I understand, we keep rioting. Rodney King, the Lakers win. OJ trial, this. Name one riot that afterwards, like, wow, things sure got better after that riot. Now, things calm down for a while until the next horrible thing. Never in the history of ever has a riot solved anything. It's like getting drunk to forget a bad day. The day still sucked, and now you got a hangover. Time for some unpopularity. I don't care how many years of oppression of any race that happened, I will not pay for someone else's mistakes. I will not pay for mistakes from other people's pasts. How could I do that? I had nothing to do with that. If my forefathers did, I still can't help that. I know my own track record. I like to think I'm a decent person. I go by how people treat me, and I try to by actions. Isn't that what we're always taught? Judge a man by his actions, not his words. Well, we're judging all of America on one idiot, asshole, murdering cop. I want to be judging how I treat people, not some random amateur idiot cop that broke the law and shouldn't ever have been wearing a badge. Let's scale this down. If I came to you and said, I'm going to burn down your house, and you said, why? Well, because someone else I don't know murdered someone else that I don't know. And I'm not saying take race out of it. Of course I'm not. I know what this is about. I'm talking about the logic of responding to that horrible crime that happened where most of the globe was not even there. If we burned down our own neighborhoods every time there was an injustice against anyone, anyone, and I do mean anyone, we'd have no planet. In a week. A week! I don't know what the answer is. I know what the answer is not. Rioting. I said this in my book. I said it all the time. Amateur behavior breeds amateur behavior, and there is no bigger proof than a riot. Rioters, and I'm not talking about protesters, I'm talking about rioters, many of which were paid to destroy things, which is a fact. Rioters throw things, cops push back, and as often happens, innocent protesters get hurt and or killed. What has changed now? Businesses are ruined if they already weren't ruined from the shutdown. And by the way, rioters, it's your friends and neighbors and people of all colors and nationalities that ran those businesses. And now, wherever you burn down stuff, your property values will likely never go up. And if they do, it'll be minimally, and it's going to take 10 to 15 years, not 6 months when the market goes up and down and these market fluctuations. It's going to be 10 to 15 years before your property values go up even a little bit. And just as long before new businesses and necessities that you need want to do business there. And if you say, well, at least our voice was heard, at least. Yeah, it was heard for the time you destroyed things. But then your credibility is gone after the smoke clears. Message forgotten. They'll just remember the carnage. Your voice wasn't heard. You threw a temper tantrum, and now it's over, and your credibility is gone, and no one wants to listen to you. No one wants to. After you've burned down the city, no one wants to listen to reason. You listen to reason first. Then you burn down the city. I'm kidding. People have an absolute right to be angry and outraged at this injustice. Of course, that's not debatable. This did not speed up the wheels of justice or ensure a guilty verdict. Enjoy your rubble, amateurs. Well, then, Lou, what do we do? March, stand in front of the state. You know, man, you know what would this, if I was an elected official, and I'm not making this up, I thought about this hard. If I'm in the state capitol building or the mayor's office, wherever that is, and I looked outside my window and saw tens of thousands of people in pin drop silence, arms raised in the air or holding a candle, or holding signs, but I mean pin drop silence, standing motionless. Maybe they're all wearing the same color. Everyone wears a red shirt or a black shirt or a blue, pick a color. Holding hands, sitting down maybe. That is a powerful message. It shows unity, calm strength. Vote out your police chiefs, your mayors, your elected officials who let that shit happen. Find your spokesperson, who is well-spoken and calm, to represent you to speak at City Hall. Don't tell me, well, we've tried that. No, you didn't. You didn't. You always try the easiest things first. You try the other things first. And rioting, again, none of this is going to help. Well, you just don't understand. All right, I admit that. I admit that I will not understand the plight of minorities because I am not one, and I can't apologize for that. I can't. Here's some things I can't control about me: my heritage, my height, and like my eye color. I have no control over those things, and I certainly don't have control over my forefathers who may have persecuted minorities. Can I get a little credit for not being those people? And I don't mean me. You know what I'm talking about. All of us. There's amateurs in every walk of life. I talk about this every episode. And in my book, every religion, political affiliation, sexual proclivity, sexual orientation, race, religion, sex, pick one. They're everywhere. We're just trying to minimize the amateurs. And I'll say this, too. You can't tell me this was made worse after people were unjustifiably caged like hamsters by the same inept elected officials for months and told to stay apart, wear masks, and don't touch shit. And then this happens? I'll never defend the rioters' actions, but without... But what'd you expect? Racism plus murder plus confinement without logic and common sense plus being broke and being out of work plus no sign of shutdown ending equals chaos. Amateur behavior on the part of elected officials. And by the way, they are. Stupid and entitled and considerate come to mind. That's three of the five factors for these elected officials. Amateur behavior on the part of elected officials bred the amateur behavior of the rioters. Amateur behavior breeds more amateur behavior. The elected officials and the police officers in Minnesota acted like amateurs, and then they bred more amateur behavior. You have to lead by example. Amateurs need and want attention. They've been locked in their fucking houses with no money, not allowed to touch anybody, wearing masks. And then this horrible murder happens on camera, and then you're act shocked when people lose their fucking minds. The rioters acted in an amateur way because they weren't being heard for the last few months and years. No one likes to be placated. I am nobody. But next time this happens, where there's a huge miscarriage of power and injustice, and there will be, man, an absolute silent, still sitting candlelight vigil with signs and no violence, that would send chills straight to the state capitals and might just instigate some change. Because then those elected officials would say, who among you would like to have a sit down? I'm a heterosexual male, right? I'm just using this as an example. If I have a girlfriend and she's freaking out and she's screaming at me over something I did or something she thinks I did, you know how that goes. She's like, all right, just calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. that's like the Pavlovian response. All right, just calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. Don't touch me. But when a girlfriend comes up and says, yeah, I want to talk to you about something. I want to get some clarification on this and, you know, what you said or did here, I want to talk about that because it bothered me. Oh, okay. I'll listen to that. No one wants to deal with hysterical people. And you're talking to a guy who's got a short fuse. Well, you're not talking to, you're listening to a guy who's got a short fuse. Don't forget, elected officials work for you, folks, not the other way around. I just get tired of hearing people say it's the police. It's not the police. It's one policeman in this case. And he did not do it to all black people. He did it to one black man. And doesn't mean that all these other injustices against black people and other minorities didn't happen. Doesn't mean it wasn't horrible. Doesn't mean it wasn't injustice. Doesn't mean that it was bad that that justice was never served. Of course that means that. Well then, Lou, that's what? No, you can't destroy the country. Who are you? I'll show you. I'll ruin my own life. Oh, okay. I'll burn down my house and my businesses, my communities, and take away the ability to shop and thrive and get and make progress and have other businesses come here. You ensure your own death certificate and end of possibilities when you do that stuff. I will not pay for the mistakes that other people make, ever. I don't pay. If I date a new girl and, you know, she's like, well, my ex-boyfriend, hey, stop. I don't pay for your ex-boyfriend's mistakes and fuck-ups. That was him. I'm me. No one should pay for the mistakes that other people make, especially in the past. I have no control over other people or history. And I can't apologize for something I did not even do. I go by how I treat people and how they treat me. And one last thing, these people with masks on while rioting are clearly concerned about their own health and others' health and saving lives. Now that is good irony. Topic number three. Good thing people are wearing their masks while driving alone, huh? Totally not seeing an increase in dangerous, reckless, and overall bad driving. Is this the dumbest shit ever? It literally is the equivalent of wearing a sign that reads, I'm stupid and highly suggestible. And for those who don't know, the amateur suggestible means the quality of being inclined to accept and act on the suggestions of others. You're alone. You're in your own car. You need to hear, see, and be able to move your head freely. Masks affect peripheral vision. I've almost been hit several times by people darting out of parking spaces. I've seen insane, like really risky, like what? Really risky driving maneuvers and near accidents and plenty of actual accidents. Your mask rides up. It gets all up underneath your eyes, but yet it also creates a false sense of overall safety. Am I really explaining this? You're alone. in your own car. Do you wear your mask alone in your house? If your answer is yes, end this podcast and end it all. Come on. There's no hope for you. You're worried about catching the virus from yourself? Okay. As always, I'll defend your right to look and act stupid in the privacy of your own home or car. But this, actually not your car, because this is amateur. It's stupid, a touch of entitled, with plenty of inconsiderate to the other drivers. I was on my motorcycle the other day and an amateur male was crossing the sidewalk, earbuds in, mask on, texting. Now that's irony. You're worried about the coronavirus? I got news for you, Chief. You're going to die of something else probably today, amateur. Need more proof that wearing a mask while driving alone in your car is stupid? All right. From ABC News, here's your headline. Driver in crash may have passed out from wearing N95 mask too long. The driver of a single car crash in Lincoln Park, New Jersey, is believed to have passed out behind the wheel after wearing an N95 mask for too long, police said. Lincoln Park Police Department responded to an accident on Thursday where a vehicle careened front bumper first into a wooden pole. After the officers cleared the scene where the driver was the only occupant of the car, they posted photographs of the crash on their Facebook page with a caption that created an overwhelming response. The crash is believed to have resulted from the driver wearing an N95 mask for several hours and subsequently passing out behind the wheel due to insufficient oxygen intake / excessive carbon dioxide intake, the post read in part. The original point of the post was to state that in most cases, the wearing of this type of mask while operating a vehicle with no other occupants is unnecessary, the police wrote. Do you believe the police? Of course you don't. You want to burn everything down. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you know, amateurs, that holy scripture that dictates every move you make and has no political agenda or is beholden to special interest groups, does not recommend wearing face coverings while driving, especially if you're alone in the car. You're listening to whatever the CDC says, you do it. Well, they're telling you don't wear a mask if you're alone in the car. So, So if you hear this, and despite my sarcasm, logic, and common sense, and still want to wear a mask, thinking you know better than the omnipotent CDC, well, I look forward to suing you when you caused me to wreck because you were out there saving lives. Sure, you could say this is anecdotal. They love saying that. When you throw some facts and some logic their way, oh, it's anecdotal. But A, it isn't, and B, it doesn't take a genius to see that driving with something in your lower peripheral that affects your oxygen intake and affects your ability to operate fast-moving machinery isn't safe, then don't ever preach to me about safety, masks, social distancing, caring about saving other people's lives, and the coronavirus ever again. You got no case. This was a heavy one, wasn't it? All right, time now to lighten things up a little, but not 100% yet. Time now for 120 seconds. Start the timer. This is big. Instead of memes, GIFs, and quotes from other people regarding the riots and or quarantine or the shutdown, here's an idea, amateurs. Maybe, I don't know, post your own thoughts, opinions, comments, and good ideas. How woke you are! You copied and pasted someone else's sentiment that has been copied and pasted literally millions of times! What a pioneer for whatever cause you think you're supporting! Do something. Write your own ideas, thoughts, plans, solutions, even opinions, but have an original thought instead of virtue signaling, which is the easy way out. If you believe the government and the experts when they tell you you should quarantine, wear your masks and social distance, but still won't go outside, still will wear your mask, and still will social distance when they tell you it's okay and safe. Enjoy that existence. That makes no sense. So you'll believe the government and the experts when it's bad news, but not when it's good news? Good luck with that. Please never come near me, and I don't want to be around you for my own mental health. Seems like pros want to handle this with logic and common sense and facts and science, and amateurs just want to handle it with feelings and fear and supposition and hunches, all of which are valid, but in the end, get nothing done. Oh, and why are we still talking about a vaccine for a virus that has a 99% recovery rate? Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. Number one. The people of Cleveland, I was raised in Northeast Ohio most of my life. Ohioans are, for the most part, salt of the earth, very grounded people, friendly, neighborly. The comedy club in Cleveland, Hilarities, posted this on Twitter, complete with a supporting video, and it said, quote, "It's odd seeing both the worst and the best this city has to offer in less than 12 hours. Thank you to all the residents and volunteers that came to help with cleanup today." Yep, there it is. Once again, pros picking up the pieces left by amateurs. But it's still a great life-affirming message and evidence that pros are still out there getting it done. Number two. From CNN.com, here's your headline. For his 100th birthday, a World War II veteran is walking 100 miles to raise money for coronavirus relief. The article says a World War II veteran from Minnesota is celebrating his 100th birthday with an act of kindness that will help feed thousands of people in his community. Mickey Nelson, 99, is walking 100 miles through his small city of Clark's Grove in an initiative he has named Walking to 100. Nelson is walking miles to mark his 100th birthday. Since beginning his walk in May, Nelson has raised over $42,000, all of which will go to the Salvation Army's feeding and emergency programs. During the years of the Depression, they had soup lines and other ways for people to get food, and that stood out to me because I've been lucky to always have food on the table, Nelson told CNN. When everything happened, this is what I thought of. There are people going hungry, and I can do something about it. You see there, amateurs? I just talked about this on 120 Seconds. He didn't post a quote or on Instagram or Facebook. He didn't post a meme or a GIF. He says, "I believe all of America, Democrat and Republican, should be united in helping the less fortunate among us. We are the United States of America, and that is what my generation fought for." God damn, that's good. And number three. Outlier, with an A, and their album Thrashing the Vault, particularly the song Vendetta. They're a heavy metal band out of North Carolina, recommended to me by my former guest on the show, John Huck, a fellow comedian, hilarious comedian. If you're a fan of thrash metal like I am, this one will get your blood pumping when you work out at home. Here's a little taste. Thanks for hanging. Go to Amazon, get my book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. 45% off. Download it. Email me, lou@lousantini.com. Call the Amateur Nation hotline, 818-351-9263. And go to YouTube and share the We Want LA parody song that I posted with anyone who's still on lockdown. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Bye, Lou. I'm gonna miss you.